Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Prutz.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my resident expert, pet expert, Rick Prutz. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Hey, Lee. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're good.
Good. Rick, we've got a, I don't know how to describe this week's show. We're going in a variety of different directions, but there is one common theme, and that is the weather outside, which is the spring thaw.
Yeah.
So for anyone who hasn't looked outside, it's finally, the snow is finally starting to disappear, but because of it, it causes all different kinds of issues. Pet-related, some of them negative, and it also creates some opportunities.
Yeah, everything's going to go fast forward here. A lot of animals out moving around and whatnot after being cooped up all winter long, and that's the first opportunity for some both opportunity to see some beauty and also some opportunity to get into a little bit of trouble with your pet, so we need to be careful there.
Absolutely. So as part of the discussion, one of the things we're going to talk about is for your dogs who may have been a little bit cooped up this winter and not been able to get the mental and physical exercise they need, there's all of these really new interactive products that you've started carrying at Prutz, and we've got Wendy coming in from Prutz Pets to talk a little bit about what it is that these products offer you for caring for your dogs.
I think just anybody that has a dog, you know, business as usual, you know, it sounds normal. You know, this is what I've always done. Well, hats off to the industry, this particular manufacturer. There's some pretty neat stuff that breaks all the rules and makes good things happen between you and your pet. I'm excited to see stuff like this. It's long time in coming. If you haven't seen these interactive dog toys, you'll definitely get excited about them. If you love your dog, if you love your pet, you don't even know that this even exists. Now it's there, and we need to take advantage of it.
Right, and I understand that they also have interactive games for cats as well as for dogs. So
exactly.
It doesn't just have to be for the dog lovers. It can be for the cat lovers as well.
We're always trying to figure out some way to get around with connecting with that cat. There's finally a product out there. We're going to talk more about that on another show, but if you stop on in, you'll see what we're talking about. And it's very similar to these other dog-related interactive toys.
Right. And in addition to that, we've got coming in Dr. Williamson from the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center, and he's going to talk about some of the preventable problems, which are an important thing for us to think about, because boy, with that standing water out there, it's hard to keep your animal from wanting to drink out of there, but you just don't know what's in that water.
Yeah, I always love it when Dr. Williamson is in the house, so to speak. He really knows it from the angle you want to know it. You want to prevent these problems, because as soon as you prevent them, then all of a sudden, you know, it's always hard to kind of appreciate prevention, right? You know, until you've actually prevented it. Because, like, did I prevent it? Well, I don't know. Did I prevent it? Well, at least try, because it makes a big difference. You don't realize it until you actually have to incur some of those expenses associated with not preventing these kind of problems that are pretty obvious.
Right. And what we've also got is a conversation with Dane Gussin, who is a photojournalist and nature photographer, and he goes out on nature trails and just takes pictures of things that are absolutely fabulous. And based on my story last week of getting lost in the woods, he actually does that for a living in terms of going out there and doing it. Although I will say, Rick, by you making me bring that up, I took an awful lot of abuse on Facebook this week from people asking me about getting lost in the woods. But he takes some amazing photos, and it's something that's really interesting to see.
And that particular one is one where you might want to throw your laptop on your lap and look at pictures that he's done while he's talking, because what he's produced in the way of photography, it works to talk about it, but it's a whole different story when you see it. So
no doubt about it. Well, that's pretty much what we're in store for. So, well, let's get started with it right after the break, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.